The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda. And we... No.
What?
No.
No.
I wasn't done.
You can't mess up what Amanda does.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't done.
It felt
done.
Like it was a good pocket.
And this is our guest, Tommy Bo.
Well, she didn't say special guest. She
said
that.
No, I didn't, because
you
are not special.
She said that for every guest we've ever had,
you are
including you.
Not.
I'm not,
not special.
Hi, I'm Tommy. I'm not special. Yay, no one's special. And that way, everyone's special. See?
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's okay. My intro was ruined, and I'm totally fine with that.
You want to take it back?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't make magic twice. Okay.
Tommy, how's it going?
It's going. We've had a great day today. We've done a lot of silly stuff. My brain has done... writing, directing, and social today. So now we're using the last piece of the quarters of my brain.
Yeah, I feel like I could look back and tell when we film Smosh Mouths in the morning or in the afternoon.
Yeah,
like after we've filmed sketches or like pit videos.
Yeah, morning I look fresh like a baby, and then in the afternoon it's this.
You're Snow White hag with the apple.
Yeah. Thank you so much for recognizing and knowing me. Oh,
damn. Amanda's one of those like things where like if you turn it certain angles, it changes.
Oh my God. I love those things. You know, in like horror, like people have like horror parties. Do you?
Yeah.
What?
Halloween parties?
Yeah.
Where it's like a little girl, it's like a little kid. She's like this, and then it goes and it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
You're like the Haunted Mansion when the photos change.
Yeah, that's
tall.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
You. Thank you.
Hey, you guys ever stare at those posters that if you cross your eyes a little bit, you can see like a dolphin?
Yes.
Those have never worked on
me. I don't think those are out anymore. I think that was in the
80s. No, I think they're out. I think they're out. I think they've been released.
They destroyed all of those. It's lost media.
Yeah, it's gone.
Wow, government. Yeah.
Tommy, you have a show that's coming out.
Oh,
it's out like right now, right?
Yeah, if everything is going according to plan, my first episode of season 2 of my Serving C Word show is out with Amanda.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm episode 1.
You are episode 1.
Nice.
I knew that when we filmed.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. I just got back from Greece, so I'm very tan and I am wishing I was that tan again. And you and I were just like, done.
Yeah.
Connected,
great.
As usual.
Yeah, and it was the very first thing in the morning, so it was like 7:30 in the morning.
It was so fun.
It was very, yeah.
Did you record all the episodes in one day?
Every season I do all the episodes in one day, because it's cheaper, because you can just be like, here's the day rate for the building.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's like, bye-bye.
You did it
Wow.
all.
Yeah, it was great.
Man.
And you have some really good guests.
Really good guests. We got Amanda, we got Vic Michaelis from Dropout, we got Sid and Olivia, who that episode is Cuckoo Bananas.
Yeah,
that one is that's the second episode that will come out. We got Chance, and we got my friend Haley Jordan from The Fitness Marshal, who also has her own YouTube channel, which is very successful. She's very sweet.
Okay.
So cool.
Damn.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
But my episode.
Your episode is really good. And will it be another entire year until another season comes out? Most likely.
Who cares?
Who cares? It takes a lot of work. You're editing it.
You've been working on this for months.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I come up with the graphics, the sound effects, the pacing of the edit, you know, everything that I know how to do, I do. And then, you know, I get other people to help me with, like, how do I color this? Things like that.
It's such an awesome show.
Yeah, thanks.
And also, something I was talking about before, right before we started recording, I was seeing things saying that TikTok might last longer. So
what are you saying?
Really?
They were saying that there's possible legislation that'll extend it another 270 days. By the time this airs, maybe it's banned.
That's true.
Because it's supposed to be banned January 19th.
16th, I heard. Oh, no, 19th.
19th. But 270, that'd be another 9 months.
That's
huge for you because you're in charge of like coming up with all of our TikTok ideas.
Does that excite you?
Yeah, if TikTok gets banned, they put me back underground.
No, I know.
they bury you alive.
And I saw your little home underground, and I was like, how did he fit? And they were like, we don't care.
You know, it's kind of like you got to like crack my legs around backwards until I'm like a circle.
Yeah. He's been using his legs for the first time all year, and you've done well.
I've done well, yeah.
And now that you've perfected it, you're going back in.
Going back in. I'm going all the way back in.
Yeah.
So fun to crack your
legs. Under our studio, we found an old abandoned mine shaft, and you had actually been buried down there from 100 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you guys fan me. I'm so glad you guys fan me.
Hey, we
dug you up and we're like, hey, we need someone to film our TikToks.
Do you know how to edit and do TikToks and be a cast member?
I'm like, sure do.
Can you edit? You're like, I can learn.
You fanned me.
You fanned me.
So that's Tommy. This is our special guest.
Yeah.
And today we're going to do a little fun TNTL as we always do. We don't always do on the podcast, actually.
Oh, yeah. We always do.
We don't. We've probably done under 10 times, right?
I think we've done three or four.
Five.
Five.
We've done five. And now this is the sixth one.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
So we've gotten pretty loose. Like before, we were getting a little way too creative. We're having like a bowl where you pick things, impressions, and now we're just free balling it.
That's good.
They've gotten wackier and wackier.
Mm. Uh-huh.
But it's going to be a chill time. I mean, look. As we know, we're having a regular conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not about just trying to make each other laugh. Let's also just continue to hang out. Right.
Yeah.
But it matters if you laugh.
It matters.
It does matter.
You lose a point, and at the end, whoever's laughed the least amount of times is just the winner.
We lose a point? How many points do we start?
I think it's
he's not right.
You're trying to laugh the least amount of times.
Right.
So if you laugh, you get a tick.
Like golf.
Like a point.
It's like golf.
You don't want to
get
got
points.
It.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah, so whoever loses, you know, that's really bad for them.
It's really bad. It's a bad look.
Well, I'll be the Tiger Woods of this podcast.
Oh.
Oh, which part of Tiger? Which year?
Yeah.
The successful.
year?
What year for Tiger? The successful at golf part.
Good. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that. So if you win, you get a gift card.
I get a gift card.
What will you buy?
A quick smell.
Yeah, $20. It could buy you that.
Yeah, probably. Like I'm going to use my mouth. I want to taste it, too. I want to get the full experience.
For $20, I think you can.
Yeah. Do you ever do that? Do you know about that?
No.
What? If you want to, like, smell something better, you use your mouth as well. That's why cats go when they smell stuff is because they're trying to smell it better.
What?
Yeah, you go, no.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get my food
at a
restaurant.
Candle?
Yeah.
Oh, what is this one?
No, it works. You will get a better you smell.
Amanda.
You don't believe me.
Amanda, you got to wake up and smell the roses like this.
I'm like, do I have my cologne on? Hold on. Yep, I do.
I'm good.
Holy crap.
Honestly, I'm good.
Yeah, I like your new set, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Long time listener, but I do have a question. What is this about? The pool?
Oh, it's when Shane died.
I drowned. Okay.
That's what I thought it was, but I had no idea.
Any other questions?
The deal?
Yeah, man.
No, I've got it.
Any more critique?
I'm all locked in.
Got the $2 bill from Hank Green.
Yep.
Got Mexican salsa, yes.
Harambe. We got Offline.
Offline. Got the Five Nights at Freddy's stuff.
Yeah, what's that down there?
That's me as Jack Sparrow from
So
Random.
That's heartbreaking.
I didn't ask him to
cereal, because I said adults can eat cereal, and Amanda disagreed.
No, yeah, I made that clip. We did something with that clip.
Here's the deal. Did I buy myself a box of Quaker oatmeal squares over the holidays?
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
As a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I did.
You unwrap a president's cereal?
And guess what happens? I turned into a fucking monster. I ate bowls and bowls and bowls until I got sick. So we won't be doing that again.
Oatmeal has changed my life, so I'm with you.
Oatmeal's incredible.
Oatmeal. Yeah, I was not.
Oh, you're saying oatmeal squares.
Yeah, I'm saying oatmeal squares.
Yeah, I'm saying
she likes
Quaker
to have oatmeal
squares.
As a cereal.
Have you had Quaker oatmeal squares?
That's insane.
I know it is.
Have you had Quaker oatmeal squares?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I'm sure
they're
great.
For old people and young people like me.
Listen, I love a Raisin Bran, so...
I will say I love a Raisin Bran.
Okay, now you're living a little. That's the first cereal that's actually like kind of
fuck
fun.
Off.
Every other cereal you've named has been like.
Listen, I wasn't allowed sugar.
You're an adult now. You can do whatever you want.
No, I can't. Mommy's still watching me. Mommy knows my moves. Seriously, no, I cannot.
Okay.
My body has trained itself to be like, that is bad. You are lazy.
I understand.
Go to bed.
Your mom
understand
did the
that.
Job then.
She did the job.
There is a debate in the Bo household that to this day is unsolved. It's a mystery that is unsolved.
Oh my gosh.
Some people might call it a personal Mandela effect. So in my childhood, I had Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
And I was allowed sugary cereal on Wednesdays. That's what I remember. Wednesdays. I was allowed to have sugary cereal.
Otherwise,
my mom would not let me have them.
Okay.
And so one day, like, I don't know, probably like 10 years ago at this point, I was just like, yeah, remember you got me those Reese's Puffs and I'd have them like on Wednesdays when I was allowed. And she was like, I would never let
you
do that. Yeah. No, seriously. She was like, I would not. And I was like, but we did that. She's like, no. There's no way that I would let you do
did
that.
Did your father let you do that?
We all where they didn't. They're undivorced, so it would have all been monitored at the same
time. Oh, so
thing.
She doesn't remember, so...
You, saying undivorced instead of still married is crazy to
yeah,
say.
Yeah,
that's anyway,
crazy. That's insane. They're like on their way one day.
Undivorced.
Undivorced. Anyway,
So you made it up.
So that's... I'm going to assume I made it up because I was a younger person, so like my memory's faulty, but...
I unfortunately think that's very much a boomer thing because yeah. I feel like everyone has an experience where it's like, yeah, this thing that happened to me as a kid,
right.
My parents go,
no,
I don't remember.
No, no, it didn't.
I think our parents take, I don't remember as that never happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately.
100%.
Well,
they do.
That age, it makes sense. Yeah.
But then it had to have happened because they bought the cereal for you.
Well, that's what I remember. It's not like we still have remnants of the cereal.
If you can find a clue, you find a Reese's Puff behind the fridge, you're like, look, look!
Reese's Puffs is too much.
Though that it's
too much.
It's a lot. I'm not going to defend.
Just, all the other kids had the delicious freaking cereal.
What's the delicious cereal in your mind?
Oh, Lucky Charms. Any like
fuck that.
Big like Sugar Town shit.
That stuff gets soggy in a millisecond. You better eat
True.
That whole
you
bowl
have to
before
eat it, fast.
It gets soggy.
But has you as an adult ever got a box of Lucky Charms, popped that open, and plucked out all of the marshmallows and threw the rest away?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
Because I'm not psychotic.
And you have not lived.
No, and I will I will make the claim, like, I think Lucky Charms is perfectly balanced.
Oh.
I don't want all the marshmallows.
Get out of this room.
No, he's
I think,
sick
I think
he's
the
sick
other
man.
Stuff makes the marshmallows taste good. You need the mixture of textures.
No.
I think that whole cereal is bogus. Why do I want sick little marshmallows? Sick little marshmallows and weird little Cheerio type snacks in there. And also they're making fun of leprechauns.
They're not making fun
of leprechauns.
They're not making fun of leprechauns.
What's the mascot?
A leprechaun. Lucky.
If you are
Lucky
a leprechaun, let us know in the comments if you are offended by Lucky
Charms. Wait, this actually brings up something. I was talking to my friend. Did you guys, and this is what's fucked up, and now I'm a bad person.
Okay.
Did you guys ever make leprechaun traps?
What? You can't get mad at us for eating Lucky Charms and then say, yeah, I tried to kill them as a kid.
I didn't.
Did you guys ever go hunting for them?
No, I didn't kill them. You trap them.
You just trap them and keep them in your basement.
They made me do it in school.
Do you tag and release them?
So you trap them.
And they tag them, release them.
And you kind of leave gold and stuff. And like
you leave gold.
No, you're getting this wrong. Hear me out.
Okay.
Yes, you leave gold. Chocolates. And they come in and you trap them. And then you go, I caught a leprechaun. And then you're supposed to release it in the woods.
And did this ever happen to you?
I never actually caught one because I felt bad about it.
Do you know anyone who caught one?
I think my sister did.
Yeah?
I don't know where she's been ever since.
She caught a leprechaun.
I haven't seen her since 1998.
Followed the leprechaun into the woods.
No, seriously. She let that leprechaun go and she has not returned home.
The leprechaun was 6'1".
Yeah. It was actually just some guy.
Some guy.
So scary.
Caught with a bear trap.
It's... No one made a leprechaun.
What does a leprechaun trap look like?
You know those things in school where they make you like out of a shoebox and you put it in there?
No.
Did you guys have creative learning in your
schools? Yes, we had
creative stuff. I had a beautiful creative childhood, but
okay,
not this.
Okay, did you ever do shoebox leprechaun catching? I went to school with a lot of Irish people. We're messed up people, and that's fine. Listen, it's fine. I never caught a leprechaun. It was school. I said, I don't want to do this. They said, you must. And I said, it's wrong. And they said, do it.
Amanda, so far on this podcast, everything you go, so I had a normal childhood. We did this thing. And it's always followed by something that all of us are like, what?
Nope.
what did
you
do?
But you always think the things you did in childhood was the same as everyone else.
That's fair.
And then when you bring, every time I bring it up here, I'm always like, oh no, what happened to me?
Yeah. Right. You might have lived in Narnia your whole life and then showed up here.
Didn't we talk about Narnia? Didn't we talk about that people have sex in Narnia? Didn't we talk about this?
We did. What? Hey, okay.
Don't worry about it.
We're 15 minutes in. Let's just start the
oh yeah, why aren't we playing
Let's
to
start
laugh?
The competition and continue this conversation. All right, we're starting it now.
Okay.
And now, but we can continue with whatever we're talking about.
Oh no, we're done with
but
the
But now
leprechaun.
If you laugh, it counts.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Officially starting
I'm
now.
I'm so serious.
Okay, so wait. You might have lived in Narnia.
Yeah, but I never had a wardrobe.
You may have lived in Narnia.
Well, I was saying...
That's what Shane is saying, and he's
she
not correct.
Because of the leprechauns?
Catch leprechauns. She didn't know Harambe.
Yeah. Well...
How do you feel about goats? Bottoms of goats. With the top of a man.
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about it?
Pretty hot.
How do you feel about...
Big hooves. Know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know what they say about big hooves.
Big ears.
Are you going to finish? Okay, great.
This actually reminds me of something. So I saw a post recently. Some of our listeners, they were getting recommended on Spotify. It was saying, oh, listeners of Smosh Mouth also listen to this. And it was the audiobook version of a book that I have heard of called Morning Glory Milking Farm. And it's a popular book. It's a, I'm not kidding.
I am not happy about
what you
where
do
this
is
might,
not acceptable.
Are you aware of this book?
No.
Okay.
No. But morning, I'd love
morning,
for you to explain it.
Morning, Mommy Morning Milking.
Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Okay.
It is a romance novel.
Oh.
Okay.
And I heard about it. I've looked it up on
BookTok.
You've
heard about it. You've listened to it.
I have not listened to it. I might read it. I'm not, I don't judge.
I thought it was an audiobook.
It is also an audiobook.
Will you listen or read?
Ooh, I'll probably read.
Okay.
Why, you don't want to hear
so
the
I can
person?
Narrate myself in my head. Like
you know, get turned on by your own voice?
I'm saying so I can like read it at my own pace. I just don't want to have someone else
you
read
it. Oh, he wants to read it fast.
Do audiobooks make sound effects too?
Ooh,
do they set
maybe.
The scene?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Gotcha.
Wait.
There you go.
Wait.
One for Amanda. That sucks for you.
Audiobooks don't do that. Don't they go like, oh...
What?
No, that's video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's video games you're thinking of. Anyways.
Tell us about this book.
So, from what I've heard about this book, it takes place in it's some sort of fantasy
world.
Called
Milking Maids.
Morning Glory. How?
Mommy.
Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Mommy Milking Maid. Mummy.
Morning Milking.
Glory Milking Farm.
I got it.
I'll pull up the cover of this book.
This is real. Okay. This is not you pulling this out of your ass.
You guys think I'm
I
pulling
do.
Your leg.
We do. Don't pull our leg.
Don't pull our leg out of your ass.
Don't pull our leg.
I'll show you the cover.
Leg.
This book has like tens of thousands of...
Wait, is this...
That's...
How?
Incredible.
Let me find the...
How?
If you're listening to this audio only, we've got a big bull man with a buff body and a very small woman leaning into him.
But she's got a loose...
Yeah.
Gown on it, pulled down over her shoulders, which always means wild, and her hair is free.
Free.
Yeah.
How do you say egg?
Egg.
Okay.
What do you mean?
How do you say egg?
Egg?
Okay.
I've heard that I say it weird.
You say leg weird.
Leg, like with
leg.
A, like I'm Canadian.
Right.
Leg.
Leg.
Let me try to find, I think this is the summary right here.
Okay.
Violet needs a job to help her pay her bills until she can find work in her chosen profession.
Yeah, she does.
When she sees a job posting at the Morning Glory Farm, she decides to take a chance on it as it pays well, even if she's hesitant about the actual work. Mm. And that work entails milking minotaurs, a.k.a. giving... Cut that last one. I want this one. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Violet is a typical down-on-her-luck millennial, mid-20s, overeducated and drowning in debt, on the verge of moving into her parents' basement, when a lifeline appears in the form of a very unconventional job in neighboring Cambrick Creek. She has no choice but to grab at it with both hands.
Whoa.
Morning Glory Milking Farm offers full-time hours, full benefits, and generous pay with no experience needed.
Full-time.
There's only one catch. The clientele is grade A certified prime beef
there
with the manly meaty endowments to match.
Yep.
Milking minotaurs isn't something Violet ever considered as a career option, but she's determined to turn the opportunity into a reversal of fortune. And then it keeps going, but that's the...
Can I see the picture?
There's
the...
Reviews on Goodreads.
Did they draw that hog? You can always take a screenshot and send
it to
yourself.
That's the cover. There's no hog on the cover.
Oh,
you're drooling, Amanda. Please.
God.
Suck it back in.
Oh.
But that author apparently
only writes
romance about monsters.
Fuck you.
Well, there you go.
It's crazy how millennial she is, and also she's like milking it. She's really like about to fall apart here.
Okay.
Do you see this?
7,813 reviews.
Yeah.
Here, look at this. Look at her. Millennial.
Oh, she's so millennial.
Is that what people think millennials are? Is that we're just totally in debt and we have to move into our parents and we have to milk minotaurs?
Well, yeah.
A monster
most of that's
bait
true.
Romance.
Yeah.
What is a monster bait?
Put it together, Amanda.
Oh, masturbate?
Yes.
Put it together.
Holy crap. Holy crap. This is a wild world. Oh, this one's from, the writer's from Cleveland, Ohio. That's so
Naturally,
Ohio.
That's so Ohio.
That's a Gen Z term.
Wow, look at you.
There you go.
Yeah.
They really pulled it together.
She's always preferred beasts to boys. That's the author. This is the author.
That's
the unknown darkness
scary.
And shadows to the Chad next door. She lives in a crumbling old Victorian with a scaredy cat. Deshant.
Nope. One more time.
Deshant.
Okay.
Whatever that dog is.
Tea?
Where she writes non-traditional romances featuring beastly boys with equal parts, heart, and heat. And is waiting. And Dirk.
That's got to be awesome. Imagine people being like, what do you do for a living? It's like.
She's waiting for a Hallmark channel to get with the program and start a paranormal lovers series.
Honestly, it would probably do really well.
That would do really well.
There's a lot of Minotaur books.
Can we
look at this? A Soul to Keep.
Oh wow! And all of the
women are millennial.
Wow.
Okay. There's my Minotaur husband.
There you go.
We got a. He looks like he just got done doing some construction work. He's got a very. He's well
he's
endowed.
In the sauna.
He's well endowed. Oh, is he in the sauna? I think he's... No, there's a construction site.
Oh, he's
that's a building.
Yeah.
He's
like,
building.
Work.
He has to work.
He's building. He's got to
like,
work.
Strong as an
working.
Ox.
Here we go. The Dragon's Bride. Ooh, they're chained together.
Oh, boy.
That's cool.
Love
a dragon.
Couple.
A dragon. Okay.
Wow.
Ooh, a soul to heal. That's nice. It's
get
like
it?
A, it's like a demon.
Like soul?
Okay.
Do they have souls on the bottom of their feet?
Demon feels a little more like
demon's more fun.
Mainstream.
Minotaur is where you like
Minotaur
lose
is, that's a lot.
Okay,
yeah,
we got
a
spider guy with this woman.
Okay.
Tiffany Roberts, and it's called, can you pronounce that for me?
Finsnared.
Okay.
Ensnared. Ensnared.
Oh, it's ensnared.
Why is it always women trying to get with these animals?
Well, I think that...
What can you tell us?
I think the consumer base.
I think men are... I think we're getting sick of men and we have to go to the other side. Spider people.
Spider people. From men to men. Minotaur.
And minotaurs.
Dudes just don't read.
That's true. I can confirm that.
You read all the time.
He's a cool
dude. Most dudes don't read, though.
I'm a dude that doesn't read.
Most
wouldn't get on that minotaur milking farm?
No. I don't think I'd like it.
Stunned by that.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are happening there. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah,
why did you bring it up?
Because that's what's being recommended after.
I was brought up because I saw someone say, like,
I'm sorry.
A lot of our listeners, it was like, oh, you might also, listeners are also enjoying this. So
listeners
our
are
listeners,
also in,
some of our listeners
are enjoying that.
What?
Yeah, because they're not getting that data out of nowhere.
And so you're judging us for liking Lucky Charms. Think about that.
Think about that.
Listen, I'm not against people wanting to see a Minotaur get milked. That's fine. Get it.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. Why not? Yeah. Hey. Sure.
You know, I did not prep much for this Try Not to Laugh adventure, but I, in the process of thinking of things and looking through things, I did find a gift that I left myself.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I went through my voice memos, and I found one that was just labeled, like, new memo 144 or something.
It's the best ones.
And it is, I don't black out. I don't black out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was very stoned or what, but I don't remember making this. I don't remember the setting in which I would have made this. However, there is a voice memo of a very non-sober Tommy talking to Tommy. And so I'd love to share that and see if you can make it through.
Tommy talking to
Tommy. How confident are you that this is going to make us laugh?
It might not. It made me laugh a lot, but I'm me.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Got it.
Today, I will be telling you about the history of the word gay. Okay. So gay has been in the English language for a very, very long time. Okay. It's changed meanings multiple times. So first, the word gay showed up in English in the 12th century from the old French word gay.
Gay.
Which means full of joy and mirth. Now you're thinking, Tommy, what is mirth? Well, mirth is amusement, especially as expressed in laughter. Ha ha. It may also come from the old German word Gei, which means impulsive. Oh, well, still tracks. For centuries, gay was used to mean joyful, carefree, bright, and showy. The showy part stuck for sure. For example, the 1890s are called the gay 90s. Gay 90s over here.
That's it.
I
got to the 1890s and stopped the memo.
I love this version of Tommy so much because he's just like, yeah, so anyways, that's pretty fun. 1812.
Yeah.
I'm having such 90s. A great time.
I love this version of Tommy. He's so, like, just like, yeah, anyways, so can you believe that?
Tommy got high and turned into Truman Capote for a second.
I did.
Wow.
That anyway, is brilliant.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. A beautiful gift. I highly recommend doing that to yourself if you're ever like feeling really goofy.
That's
like
the right thing to do as opposed to calling someone or texting someone when you're sober. You should just leave a voice memo for yourself.
For yourself. Yep.
That's really fun.
Yeah, I love voice memos.
Mm-hmm. Something I wanted to talk about is
okay.
I didn't hop on this train, but this was a big thing.
You didn't have a ticket?
What?
Amanda,
so there's a big thing for the past couple months is I first started seeing it from Spencer, but I feel like everyone was on it, is you guys were all doing Cameo.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And I kept getting served on TikTok your guys' cameos.
That's right.
And it was awesome.
I don't like that.
I saw one of yours.
I don't like that.
It was great.
I do like it.
Everyone's was great. Spencer's were top notch because, I mean, it's just the most Spencer thing.
It's like
him,
in bed.
Him like leaning back just like chilling,
so
just
here, yeah.
He just kind of starts ranting too. He's just kind of having a good time.
Yeah.
But I got served a couple of yours. They were great. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of chances, and I was like, man, everyone's doing this. This is really fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I didn't tell you guys. I actually was doing it. I was doing it, and
mm-hmm.
I
mean, doing it.
Mine didn't get served to anyone. That kind of bummed me out. But I was really, I was going hard.
Did anyone request?
People were requesting them. Yeah. So I've got a couple that I have, if you guys want to see.
Yep.
Or do you guys want to see some of these?
Oh, so, yeah. I'd love to see.
For those at home just listening, you're going to be able to get the vibe. I made sure when I was doing these cameos that I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that, you know.
That when I play them on this podcast.
That anyone could listen to this and mm-hmm. get it. Because I, you know, that's how I roll. All right, okay. here's one that I got. This was one of the first ones. I was like, okay, like, you know. But I understood the vibe.
Mackenzie. Congratulations on doing so well on that test. As I should say, impressive. The Chosen.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like you're doing great at BYU. Hope you're not soaking too hard. And keep on doing your thing. That's what I always am saying. When I'm reading those Reddit stories, you know how it is. All right.
Oh, God, you're awful. That's...
It was really good. I think that was a really good one.
Did you get a good rating
for that?
A good review?
I actually think no one should pay for that.
Yeah, I got a really good rating.
Got a really good review.
Unfortunately, I think there's a lot that are like that. But not ours.
No, not ours. We deliver incredible.
Yeah, we go hard. Do you have another?
I maybe have others that I'll wait and show later.
Okay.
Did you get good reviews on that one? Yeah.
Yeah, I got great.
What review did you get?
Good, really good.
Huh.
They said, yeah people.
They said?
People, they said it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Saw that, so.
How come you're not looking at us in the
eyes?
Can't
look.
Oh,
yeah,
whoa.
They said people were like, it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I got 50 cameo points for that one.
Mm. That's what they do is they give out cameo points.
Yeah, and then you use that and you go to the store and you can buy different
You can buy cameo merch.
And
filters.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great, Shane.
I love that app that you're
happy
on.
For you.
Thanks, guys.
It was a really good cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda? Do you have anything to show the class?
I do, actually. What's so crazy is I don't know why people were calling my phone thinking it was for you or you. Like, I kept getting voicemails.
Is that right?
You guys. Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, call them. Like, and they didn't, and it's fine. But Tommy, UPS called me like 4 million times, and then finally they left a voicemail. And I was like, okay, great. Leave a voicemail. So okay. I saved
I'm
it.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
So that you could hear it, because I think it's important.
Okay.
Hello, Tommy Bo. This message is for Tommy Bo. This is Gail down at the UPS. And just calling to let you know that we've received a very large package. And my driver, we got a driver, Tim. Hey, Tim. Tim, can you turn off that fax? Thanks. My driver, Tim, over here is... he's having trouble delivering it to your place, your apartment, because he says the package is too big. Now, unfortunately, legally, we're...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Required to go through the package to make sure there's no batteries or water or anything that could radiate a necessary amount of heat. So we went through the package and we noticed extra large supply of Viagra. Now we're having trouble wrapping our brains around it, because that's a lot of Viagra for one guy. And we're just worried about you. We're worried about your health. And we're worried about your partners. Now, if you can't get your penis up, that's one thing. Right. But if you can't get your penis up and you need a lot of pills, that's another thing, okay? Those are two things that are actual things. And so we're concerned for you, okay? Mm-hmm. And Tim, can you turn off the fax? No, just press the off button.
Tim's a problem.
Press the off button.
Tim.
Okay. So, Tommy Bo, so you're going to have to drive down here to the UPS, and it's right on 24 Lickalock Street. And we need you to come and pick up this package, okay? Because we can't deliver it. And also, we're worried for your safety. So, you can't get your penis up. That's a tough thing. But you know what? I read this book, and it says it's all mental. All right, Dee. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Have a great day. And wait for a second to review this call.
God.
Wow.
Lick-a-lock. God.
Lick-a-lock. That's a long voicemail.
Yeah, I was like, damn, Gail. Back up.
Gail.
That was her name.
Oh.
Yeah, she must be your local UPS lady.
Yeah, she is.
She knows you pretty well. I feel bad for that Tim guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go pick up your package of Viagra.
Yeah.
I have to rent a U-Haul first. It's kind of an ordeal.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Big package.
Woo! No one's waiting.
I think
no
you're dealing at that point.
Yeah, no one's waiting on me, so I can grab those. I can grab those anytime.
All right, you guys want to see another cameo?
Yeah, I'd love to see another cameo.
Yeah, we'd love to see another cameo.
All right,
let's see
guys.
Let's see it.
Show you another cameo.
Yeah, let's see.
Hey,
Steven.
Oh.
Okay, so Shane, your framing's a bit bad.
I can't wear a grown-up diaper and stomp on the camera and say you've been a bad guy.
Right.
But I can do the next best thing, and I can tell you, you're doing great.
This angle is not
your
friend.
You're my favorite pizza place. So there's that.
Wow.
Hope you're having a good day. And
it's like you're an egg going back into the chicken.
Yeah, it's just making
you know,
me sad.
That's what I'm always saying when I'm reading those Reddit stories. So
there it is.
Brutal.
Ooh.
Oh, he said it.
Oh my God, he said it.
That's great.
Oh,
no.
He doesn't know how to turn it off.
No, he's got to stop recording.
He doesn't know how to turn it off.
He's got
to
stop recording.
Oh no,
no, it's still going.
Oh, oh God. Wow. Those make me really sad.
Well, you know, I think, but it's, you know, the point is that it's making someone really happy.
I don't know who. I don't know who. I don't know who's happy from those. No one's reposting them.
They're happy.
Who?
No, they're happy.
Tommy, don't give that to him. He doesn't deserve it. Reddit stories. Brutal.
You know, that's what I'm always saying. Okay, can I say, the graduation video from 2019 where Courtney and a bunch of people threw like my graduation, my college graduation, something that got cut from the video is that Damien got a bunch of cameos for me from
different celebrities.
There was Gilbert Gottfried. There was the voice of Solid Snake. And then the best one was Mark McGrath.
Oh, God.
From Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
And it was like that. He goes on forever.
He doesn't stop.
It's like 3 minutes, and it could have stopped at 30 seconds.
Why?
Because Damien was just like, hey, this is Shane. He loves In-N-Out and all the, like, he threw out a couple inside jokes, and it comes to a point, like, you think it's over, and he's like, awesome, man. Congrats on graduating, and In-N-Out. I love In-N-Out. It's so awesome. That's, like, my favorite restaurant in L.A. I love to go there. I get the numbers. He just kept going, and you're like, oh, my God, he's not stopping. It was awesome.
I feel like there are celebrities on, because before I got on Cameo, I looked at like a lot of people, and there are celebrities on Cameo that they have the camera set up, they're sitting in a weird place, there's so much headroom, and they're like, hi, Amy, it's your birthday, and you're like, oh, no.
But those
no,
are the ones
no.
you want. Those are the ones you want. You want the weird ones.
Those and like, ours.
Yeah, ours are mine are really curated. Mine are like
I get a lot of ask me advice, you know, or like give me advice stuff, and I try and make it like a little FaceTime. Like you're getting a little message from me.
Sometimes mine are like be Sarah Kreis and yell at me and tell me to get out of bed. And I'm like,
and when you do that, it's like, because I've been asked to do stuff, and I'm like, I don't have the costume or wig at my home, so I can't, like...
No, I'll do the voice.
Same.
And then I'll be like, you're a piece of shit, get out of bed.
I've also had to do an alarm, a morning alarm.
Really?
It was great. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I saw that one. That's when I got served.
Whoa.
Wow, you're doing a morning alarm for someone. I love that.
Do they ever ask you to have, like, oh, put, you know, I want you and Angela to be in the video.
Oh, yes, and I always tell them that that's... I say that that's illegal... I don't know if it's illegal, but
no.
If you're paying,
they're not available,
right? And they should make if it's a money thing, you know,
right.
I can't give them a day rate for being in my cameo,
But your cameos are.
Thanks. This next one was probably my favorite.
Oh, we got another.
This one's really good.
I
was actually ending it.
I thought this one was really good.
You gotta go, Jake. Your mom says you gotta go. You gotta get out. It's time to go, Jake.
God.
It's time to go.
Are you in a toilet?
Yep. I've never seen you look sicker.
I know. You haven't looked good in a single one of your cameos.
Whoa.
That's not what people want. They want to see you at your hottest.
Hottest. Sexiest.
How did I know that you were in a toilet?
You called it out right before I flushed the toilet.
And that was awesome.
It was the white lighting, the...
One or two.
What are your... Oh. Shane? Was it shit?
It's a cameo. It's not real.
Oh, what? It's not real.
Okay, first of all my cameos are very
all
authentic.
All my cameos are very
real. They're very
real.
If I'm going to do it on the toilet, I'm going to do it for real.
That's right.
Are you joking? Even Mark McGrath, he would take a shit on it, and he would
he
be there.
He would have actually taken a shit if I paid him for
he
it.
He still is on cameo full on.
He sets
I
up,
believe it.
Yep. Sets up his stuff in the bathroom.
And you know...
What's his rate?
I don't know. I'm not... Do you want another?
I've had 4 separate people in my life over the last 4 or 5 years...
What is this about to be?
...try and get an Abby Lee Miller cameo for me. And her cameo, $100. It's pricey.
It's pricey.
That's not
but that's
bad.
But that is doable. But right. Like
it's
a still, big...
But what
big
are you going to get?
Like if 4 friends went in together...
Right. Anyway, she's always rejected. I think she knows me. That's my fun thing that I give myself.
Knows,
that's delusional. Is that she knows who I am?
She knows who you are.
What if I got one for me, but then it was just like for you?
That would be
like I told her it's for Amanda, and you weren't even involved.
And then you had
and
her.
And I play it to you, and we just like bleep out Amanda.
Well, that's really fun, Amanda. I'd really like that.
Do you think your friends have requested just too insane of stuff from her?
Yeah, I know Kiana once asked for one, and there was a lot of innuendo to when my birthday is, the day of my birthday. Mm. There was a lot of sly little things. Yes, there was a lot of little sly things. Anyway,
yeah.
I'd like to... I know at every point during the podcast, your guest has to sing the song that they wrote.
Oh,
so
sure.
I'm going to go ahead and do that.
That's now. Awesome.
We're so glad for that.
It's a, Thank you. You're so glad for it?
I'm glad for it.
Out of 10, how glad?
5.5.
It's not 10. That glad. Thank you, Shane.
I'm going
to. Oh.
Whoa.
Thank you. Can I get a beat? Can I get a beat?
Boom. Ch. Boom.
Ch. Boom. Ch. Boom. Boom.
There's a
boom.
Real cool guy that I think boom. You should know. He's the... Boom. Oh, sorry. I said it wrong. There's a real good, cool guy that I think boom. You should meet. He's the guardian boom. Of all boom. Our streets. Trust boom. In him and you'll boom. Be safe. Cause boom. This guy is super boom. Great. 82, red, white, and blue. He's looking after me and you. His middle name is Robinette, and he was once the president, Joe Biden.
Boom. Boom.
I miss you, Joe Biden. Keep beatboxing.
Boom.
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 Every boom. Night I dream about boom. Me and Joe. We're boom. Eating fajitas and watching boom. A show. Then boom. All of a sudden, Joe becomes boom. A horse. I said, what boom. Does that mean? Does Joe know? I asked boom. Joe Biden, what boom. Does this mean? He says, Tommy, boom. I love you. Then I wake up from the dream, Joe Biden.
Boom. Boom.
I miss you, Joe Biden.
What is happening?
What happened?
That was the
I
end?
Thought it was about to be a Smosh Mouth song, and then it became that.
No.
No?
No.
Wait.
Yes? I'll take I am now open for questions.
Okay.
I'll now take questions on that.
Okay. Why did Joe Biden become a horse?
He didn't answer me in the dream, so I have no answers.
Is this a real dream?
Excuse me?
Is this a real dream that you had?
Did you make that up?
In the same way that magicians don't reveal their magic tricks, I'm not going to reveal whether it was a real dream or not. Are dreams real? That's the question we should be asking.
Oh, shit.
They are.
What was your question, Jane?
When did you make that?
When did that?
When did you make that song?
Last night.
Last night. No, this is okay. A,
yeah.
A last night kind of thing. You know,
okay.
He did it last night.
Yeah.
And so, he did it last night.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, he did it last
night. And I get that.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
And I get that.
Yeah,
And did you like, out of 10, can you tell me how much you liked it?
I actually really liked it.
I actually thought that was really
good. I
mean,
I didn't appreciate getting yelled at, but I did like the song.
Okay.
I would say 8 out of 10.
Okay. I'll take that.
And if I were to rate Shane's cameos, I would say his were like a 3 out of 10.
I'd say 1 or 2 out of 10. One other thing I'd like to share is what I call the Mr. Pervert beta test.
Oh, okay.
This is when I was trying out different voices for him.
Oh,
I remember.
This is awesome.
I remember different voices.
I need you out of my coffee shop right now.
Oh.
You just fuck.
Where were you?
I don't know. I don't know when that was. That is not the voice I ended up using.
No, I would say.
No, what was Mr. Pervert again?
What?
What?
No, I mean, what was his voice again? I know who Mr. Pervert was. Come on, guys.
It was just like this, like delightfully me.
Didn't we come up with one that was different?
Oh, I did a bunch. In rehearsals, I used a different voice.
There
every
were
time,
a lot.
And at the end, I was like, I'm just going to do my voice. But I like that one.
It's really good.
That one's good. Ah.
It was very fun.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Amanda, you've got your phone out.
Yeah.
Yeah, what bullshit
I got another voicemail.
Okay.
And this one is for Shane. And I actually was quite like, ugh, I don't want this on my phone. But I saved it because it seems important.
Okay.
Hello, this is Hustlers Hollywood calling for Shane Top. We're calling to let you know that your package of Fleshlight Riley Reed you took Pikachu vibrating uncut gem dick clone Willy Dodo molding kit rose slap yum liquid tap strapped up hawk tie.
They put all the keywords in there.
Now at Hustlers Hollywood, please pick up your order no later than next week. And since you are a special customer who orders frequently, basically all the time, we have added in Juju Set, King Crab Electro Erotic Power Tripper, Magic Wand, Slap, Strawberry Lick 'em Off Stickers, Hustler, Cellmate. Thank you so much.
Cellmate.
Shane Top.
What the fuck?
I did not enjoy getting that voicemail.
It
sounds like you need to pick up. And what's crazy is I looked up all those things, real names for things at Hustlers Hollywood.
That can't be true.
That can't be.
No, I'm dead serious.
Slap.
That seems like something private that like you have
with the
Hustlers.
Employees?
Yeah.
Since you're
between me and Hustlers.
Yeah, since you're a special customer, so you better go pick that stuff up.
They know me.
Yeah, you better go get that stuff going.
Yeah. I need to get that.
So yeah, they called me and I was like, "Whoa, call Shane." So
why are you getting these phone calls that aren't for you?
I don't know.
I often put other people's information down when I'm
I think people
ordering.
Are feeling...
You need to use
and
a different
UPS. They know we're friends.
I use different emails to be discreet.
Got it.
Yeah.
So that nobody can find me.
Shane at Cellmate.
But you know, I have the money to buy those things from the cameos I did.
Right.
And I got one last one here. I was proud of this one.
Okay.
I think this one was my
best
one.
Yeah, let's take a peek at this.
Yeah, let's take a peek.
Let's take a peek.
Jessica, your dad says you had a rough game last night, and I'm sorry to hear that. You know, they say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and or in this case, you miss the shots that you did take as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's going somewhere now.
He's trying to turn on a light and he's reaching for it. And it's really bad.
Just want to make sure that light's working.
Oh, that's...
It's all bad.
Losel!
God.
It's all bad.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. Learn how to...
Learn
how to turn off your cameos. I will say
that I'm giving him a genuine moment.
That
you know?
One is very realistic.
That
Jessica, you lost the game.
I think my impression of cameos is really good.
I think your impression is unbelievable. Jessica.
You were both in the group chat when I said that someone asked me on Cameo to tell their son that the parents were getting divorced, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Do we have to cut that from this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I denied the request. It's not my business.
Well, you might have... Oh, I guess you're not giving specific names.
I'm not giving... I don't know.
That's a wild request.
Yeah. You know what else is wild?
Oh, no.
This is for Shane.
You just call 911.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear about your brother that passed away. He gets five big booms. Boom! 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 Boom!
Costco guy.
Boom!
Oh, dude.
Please. Oh, we're so sorry to hear about your brother passing away. He gets
five big booms.
Five big booms. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom. I'm so sorry.
So they're on Cameo.
I don't know
what
that was.
How did you get that?
I found it online somewhere.
I've seen that before. That's viral. That got me.
Yeah. That must be a Cameo.
That's going to immediately get me. That had to have been.
So are they doing any Costco guy videos anymore?
They're doing them all the time. I think they're an enterprise. They're bigger than Costco.
What do you think it's doing to the psyche of that small child?
I don't know. I think he's working.
He's working.
I think every day he wakes up, his dad's like, come on, get up. We got to do a Cameo. We got to go to Costco. He's like, Dad, no, I don't want to go.
I just want to play my games and eat a donut.
He's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Do you think I haven't been to a Costco in a long time. Do they have big posters of all of them all around the Costcos?
There's a statue in every single Costco.
Like a dystopian novel.
Yeah, they're like...
Like they're there, like holding up flags
exactly.
and stuff.
No, exactly,
I
yes.
don't think so.
Like they salute the Rizzler in the morning.
No,
they have
I don't
to.
Think that they're in any posters. I think okay. they're just...
I'm posing the question. I think I'm that just asking. Just... I don't know.
No, I don't think...
Are you in any posters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where at?
I'm a Corona girl, you know, Corona beer girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A couple liquor stores.
Yeah.
You'll see me. Bikini.
That's right.
On the beach.
The people.com warehouse has you on all of the outside of the building.
They have my stuff. Mm. They haven't asked for a quote or anything, but they'll get around to it. They're kind of like keeping me, you know, because they know I'm getting huge. So.
And you.
I meant huge celebrity status. I meant my status. I meant my status. Yeah. I meant my status.
Yeah. You still people.com.
Every fucking day of my life.
Can you give us a news update?
What's going
of
on today?
Of course.
It's going to reveal the day, but that's fine.
Oh, are we not revealing the day?
I don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
There was a time where people here did care, I think.
Okay, it's on my top searched.
Okay. Okay, you unlocked.
Oh, boo. This is a... Okay, people. People are all over this shit.
People or people?
People and people.
Okay.
Justin Baldoni.
Who is that?
This is the thing.
This ends with us.
I don't know a ton about this. I keep hearing
it ends
tidbits.
With us movie. The drama between Blake Lively and
That's still happening?
Oh, ooh.
I thought it ended Whoa. With them.
No.
Okay.
Justin Baldoni is demanding Disney hold onto documents to support his claims Ryan Reynolds used Nice Pool to bully him. So now he's saying, you remember Deadpool? Did you watch the newest Deadpool with Wolverine?
I don't like Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, and that's okay.
I know.
And that's okay. People don't ever let people.com hear that, but that's
Whoa.
Okay. So Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool, the guy who's like, hey.
Oh, I'm aware.
And then he played this character called Nice Pool, who's like super nice and everything's cool, and he looks like this. And Justin Baldoni is claiming that he did an impression of him and he's bullying him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Can I tell you my favorite joke I've ever made about Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like if Chris Pratt was a different guy. I like that.
That one's actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
He's just another guy.
It's like buff, witty guy.
Yeah.
Like if we find a guy who's buff and also can have a little humor in there, mm-hmm. then we're just going to put him in every movie that ever comes out. That's just reality. I'm not even joking. That's just...
No, you're right. I didn't want to draw the parallels to you.
All right.
I'm not good looking enough.
No.
What's going on over here?
I don't know.
Okay, back to people.com. No more real talk, okay, guys? Come on. Margaret Qualley's face was so effed up from the substance prosthetics that it took 1 year for her skin to recover.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It was really the substance.
Have you seen The Substance?
No.
Ooh.
Loser. Have you seen
I know.
This? Yes, you did
yeah,
see this.
I am a loser. I'm afraid. I don't
no,
like body
that movie,
horror.
That movie, I don't pressure anyone to watch it because it is...
It is intense.
...insane, but it is so good.
Really? Ooh.
Oh, I saw Anora in D-Box.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You saw Anora...
In D-Box.
What's
you know
that?
Where it, like, shifts you around?
No, you didn't.
It was awesome.
And if there would be... There would be absolutely no reason.
I was so proud of that joke, and it took a second when you didn't get it.
When
you didn't get it.
Because D-Box, I don't know. We don't call it that. We call it Motion Ride 3D.
We don't call it Motion Ride 3D.
We do not call it Motion Ride 3D.
I don't call it D-Box.
Okay, Mrs.
Shane, that's
Oatmeal Squares.
There would be no reason to watch Anora in D-Box.
That's so funny.
Okay, real talk.
The stripper parts.
Real talk over Christmas, I saw Mufasa in D-Box with some of my family.
Why?
Some of my family wanted to see it. Because
if you're not watching it in D-Box... God bless you.
And so I'm sitting there in the theater watching Mufasa, and the entire time, like, it's bouncing you around. And the entire time, I'm like, what would be the funniest movies to see this? And ever since, that's all I think about. And I'm like,
that's
the Holdovers,
really
Anora.
Anora's crazy. Did you see Anora?
Anora's crazy. I love Anora so much.
Anora was great.
I saw it twice. I saw it once with friends and then once with Garde. I was like, you must see this.
The way
Armenian brothers...
Oh. It's a great movie. For those watching, it's an incredible movie.
It's intense.
It's intense.
As that director makes intense movies.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Every single thing he touches, it feel like it's real people.
It.
There's something about the acting,
also
the writing.
Also the guy who's shooting it, too. Like,
oh, I mean, it's the whole team,
so
of course.
So unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just like...
The Armenian brothers were making
that in D-Box would have been hilarious.
It was a very good joke.
Thank you.
I really
liked
it.
That was...
You've been glued to people.com ever since I promised
you
to
look
at it.
You are hooked.
Okay, what's cool about people.com is they have a real people section, y'all.
The rest is fake?
Okay.
No, the rest is celebrities. Touch them.
The rest is for us peasants.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The rest are celebrities. We are not like them. We will never be like them.
Right.
We are like real people, just like this story. Uncle refuses to attend be best man in niece's wedding because she wants him to enter with his ex-wife who cheated on him. Big story. Do you guys get that?
This is just some family's drama that they've made into an article?
Of course. That's what's cool about people.com.
Cool.
Rebecca Black on the crushing feeling of being teased by celebs after Friday music video.
Well, she's a celebrity.
And Lady Gaga's kind words.
Well, Lady Gaga's a celebrity.
I mean, Rebecca Black's killing
it. I'm jumping around, guys. Jumping around here.
What's your favorite day of the week?
What?
That's really tough.
Yeah. Amanda?
There's a Friday or Saturday?
Favorite day of the week?
Friday. Saturday.
Saturday's solid. Sunday is awesome, but Sunday night can kind of be a bummer. Saturday's great because you have all of it.
My favorite day is Friday.
Friday is really nice.
Because you start the day doing the thing you did all week.
Yeah.
Then you leave.
Yep.
You've got 2 days ahead of you.
You know what? Friday is probably... There's a good case for it because you feel accomplished by the end of the day, and you feel relief at the end of the day.
No!
What if you ate it?
I just ripped the phone out of Amanda's hand.
Fine. I'm totally done.
Are you?
Katie Holmes keeps bundling up in plaid shackets, and now we're convinced we need one this winter, too.
How much time do you spend on people.com a week?
You read everything, right?
None of your business.
Amanda, you read all of it every day, right?
Yeah.
All of it,
and then
every
I read
day.
BBC as well. I'm also an adult,
okay.
And I read the news, and then I read my horoscope. Woo!
And your horoscope's like Lady Gaga found walking down the street.
My horoscope's like rest, girl, rest.
Put that phone down.
Put the phone down and
stop
rest.
Reading people. What if your horoscope said stop reading people.com?
Would you listen? The stars never lie.
I might. But astrology doesn't do that kind of stuff. It doesn't stop you from loving your things.
What if astronauts someday get out all the way out there and the stars are like, we've been fucking with you this whole time.
Like all those articles we wrote.
All that shit we were saying
Mercury
to you guys.
Mercury in retrograde? That's some guy named Joe and he's just a piece of shit
Mercury's
over there.
Mercury's like, I was joking, dude. I wasn't actually doing that
He's just
ever.
Flicking on a light switch over there. Click, clack.
Click, clack.
Wow. I hate astrology. But I love it at the same time.
What's your sign?
My sign, I'm Virgo.
Oh,
like
I'm a Virgo
Shane.
Too. See, that's the thing. Virgos hate astrology.
Virgos hate astrology. That would be
you
very
rarely
Virgo
rarely meet
of
Virgos
you.
Who like astrology. Yeah. That's my case.
I mean, I'm like, I'm such a Virgo. Because Virgos, people are like, Virgos love lists. I'm like, fuck you. No, we don't. Virgos are always right. We know what's right.
This is very Virgo behavior. And as an Aquarius, I will compartmentalize this behavior and then journal about it later and then try really hard to just let it be. But I will help you.
What's the birthday season we're in right now?
Birthday season.
Capricorn?
Yes.
Is a Capricorn trait being annoying?
I heard wet blanket.
Interesting. I've only had
experience. I like Capricorns.
Okay.
Oh, do you find them annoying?
Some of them.
There's probably a Capricorn in here.
I don't know. Maybe.
So are there signs that you like don't like? Like if someone's like,
no.
Oh, this is my birthday, and you're like, oh, I hate you.
No.
Oh, that means I hate you.
I don't hate
immediately.
Anybody.
No.
I don't hate anybody.
There are people that I hate.
I made off her.
Because you can't tell me that, like, if someone is born on a specific day, that I'm going to...
There are people that I'll meet. They're like, I'll be like, oh, I don't automatically ask them what their sign is right away. I'm not cuckoo. But if I hear their sign and it's like many times different people have the same sign, that I'm like, ooh, we...
You can like tell.
We struggle, yeah. You and me.
You're noticing a pattern.
Yes.
Okay.
All I know is that I fall for... Taurus.
Oh.
And then I'm
lost
in the sauce.
You know who else falls for Taurus?
Minotaur
the
woman.
Morning Glory,
milking farm lady. I know you.
You don't know me.
I know you.
They're pointing.
You don't know me.
They're pointing with their sharp fingers.
Should we call it?
Yeah, should we see who won?
All right, we're calling it.
Fine.
Hit
Selena,
that
fine.
Selena, read the tally.
What happened?
This is pretty close, I think. I know I lost.
I was trying really
hard.
This one
was really good and very chill. And you know what? I wasn't trying that hard to hold my laughter.
I
let it flow. Oh.
Yeah, I can tell. All right.
Amanda laughed 19 times.
Wow.
19 times, Amanda. It's a lot of laughs.
Tommy laughed 10 times.
That's right. I'm a serious bastard.
Yeah, you are.
And Shane laughed 14 times.
Whoa! So our special guest, Tommy Bo, is the winner?
Tommy, you won.
Special guest.
And do you know what you get?
What do I get, Amanda?
A cameo from me.
Oh, my God.
And you don't even have to pay for it. Because
you got to make that request.
Can you tell me I did a great job and make sure that it's a number two and not a number one?
What do you mean?
When you're on the
a number
toilet.
Two. Okay. I was gonna record it right now, and then I just realized you wanted it on the toilet, so I can't.
No, I want to hear the...
No, you can record it and give it to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear the...
Because I personally don't want to be a witness to you recording.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
fair.
I think that would scar me.
That would be awful.
There's a lot that I deal with, so no.
Tommy, thank you for being here.
Tommy, you win a $20 gift card, too.
Wherever.
Panera Bread.
I was just thinking that.
Were you actually?
Yeah, I love Panera Bread.
Wow.
Do I get it ever? No.
I haven't had it in 20 years.
Same.
But I love it.
No, same. Same. Guys, that was TNTL. Let us know if you want us to do more of these. We love them. They're getting more chill, but they're actually getting more fun for me.
They're getting wacky.
I'm glad to be a part of this chill vibe version. And now that I've used all four parts of my brain, as soon as we cut, I tower down like a robot.
You are donezo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for being here, Tommy.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching, and check out Tommy's show.
Oh my God, Serving C-Word.
Where can I find it?
Right. Tommy Bones, TommyBones on YouTube. First episode with Amanda should be out, and then all of last season is still out, so you can watch that too.
It's so much fun. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.